Okay, we're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, and we're by Rab Yosef. So we just explained why a person can't be Toivel Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And now Rab Yosef is going to give a different reason for the Gzeira. Rab Yosef Amar, he says it's a Gzeira Mishum Schita. We're worried a person is going to do Schita. Right, he's going to squeeze his sweater out, his jumper. Yeah, and because as we know now, kalim can also be clothes. Okay. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye again is the same person who's asking on Rabba. Now Abaye comes to Rav Yosef. Tinach, it makes sense. Kalim demnei schita. We understand yet clothes that you may squeeze them ninhu, but kalim delavs bnei schita. But kalim, example, a plate, you can't really squeeze that. Yeah, ninu, my ikala mema. What are you going to say? That doesn't seem to be a problem of toiling it. So Amalei, guess so. Gezeira, hani, atu, hani. It's a gezeira of these. We prohibit plates and the like because of clothes. So Isve, kol hani tiyufta. He asked him all of the above kashas, which Brad just said nicely over, right? And he answered him. And Rav Yosef answered to Abaye, Vashoni Lei, he answered him, to him, Kedushaninon, like we answered. Okay, end of, that was quite short, abbreviated. Okay, now a third answer, why you can't Toivel Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rav Bevoi Omar, Gezeira Shema Yisha. It's a Gezeira, perhaps he will, Yisha, he will leave them around. Because in the olden days, people used to work from dawn until dusk, yeah, and life was, you know, very busy. They didn't really have time, yeah, and the only free time they got was when God says you cannot do anything right now. So you may just leave a lot of things to Chol HaMoed, right? Or some people are very busy anyway, you know. it's hard, you know, it's a bit of free time. So a person's going to say, you know, I'm going to toivel my kalim on Chol HaMoed because I've got a bit of time. But the problem is, if you're a Kohen, yeah, so in the interim, yeah, maybe one of your kids is going to take this clay and said, oh, that's a nice clay over there. And she's, it's on the top of the, you know, top of the cupboard or whatever. Take it down and use it. And she doesn't realize, yeah, this is a tummy clay and it's going to tummy up his truma. So we don't like to leave tummy kalim around. So we don't allow a person to toivel kalim in Yom Tov. So, right, on Yom Tov, what about Chol HaMoed though, actually? On Yom Tov, whatever. On Yom Tov, so a person shouldn't leave around his kalim, tomeim. Okay? Tanya Kvat, so this is a totally different reason over here, yeah? You just don't, basically, don't leave tomei kalim around. It could be also, there's you know, maybe, okay, like on Pesach, we don't leave our, you know, chometz kalim around. As well, different. Yeah, we don't want to come to use them. So Tanya Kavasadir Rav Bevoi, we got a bris actually a support for him. Kli shenitma me'erev Yom Tov, a kli that was Tommy from Erev Yom Tov. Ein mat bilinoisoi b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to toivel it on Yom Tov. Gezeira shema yisha. It's a gezeira that perhaps he's gonna leave his kalim around and inadvertently use them for truma. So we don't let him. Rava, answer number four. Why you can't do kalim on Shabbos? So this is the one we're familiar with. Omar. It looks like he's doing the tikkun to his kli, which is somewhat similar to malacha because it was an unusable kli, and now you're basically fixing it. And if you're going to fix it, maybe you're going to come to actually, what's the difference between, you know, a person's a really spiritual, there's no difference between spirituality and physicality, you know, and it's all kind of like whatever, and he said, you know, if I can fix it spiritually for kosher king, I can fix it physically. So we're worried about that guy. So, oh, but then the Gemara asks, Ihachi Adam Nami, if that's the case, a person also, let's say in the olden days, right, when we used to have a Tikkanos Ezra, that means a person couldn't learn Torah, yeah, unless he went to the mikvah. So he's basically, he's attacking himself, you know, I mean, imagine it, not being able to learn Torah. So a person should be able to toivel. And we saw in the Mishnah that basically say an Adam can toivel in the mikvah. Oh. So answer the Gemara, Adam Nira Kameikar. And a person looks like Meikar, he's cooling himself down. It's a hot day in Beit Shemesh, and he's dipping in the Matayan, and he's going to cool down. So we don't look, it doesn't look as if he's attacking himself. It's just like he's taking he's just bathing. Ah, Ha'atzinach b'mayim, in mayim yofim, we understand that if it's a nice spring, yeah, mayim ro'im, but if it's a slimy pool, might equal a meimah. What are you going to say? People say, why, obviously, he must be doing it for some religious reason, yeah, because else why would he be doing that? So, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers, he's like this. Pamim, sometimes, she'odam bar b'sharav, sometimes it's a really hot day. Yeah, v'roichetz afilu b'mei mishra, and he'll wash even b'mei mishra, beis is a prefix, may the water of mishra. Mishra is soaking water. If anyone's left a shmatter in a bucket for a long time, it stinks. Right, soaking water stinks, but sometimes if a person's really, really hot, he's prepared to stink a little, yeah, to cool down. Okay, so that's fine. Tinach b'yomos hachomer, we understand that in the summer season, yeah. But if it's the rainy season and it's cold outside, what are you going to say? So it's going to look like if he's dipping, it's going to look like he's attacking himself. So I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Part of him sometimes, Shodan bar Minnesota, sometimes he's coming out from a hard day at work, and he's covered in dirt and soa and excrement. And he's going to, cow manure probably, and he's going to wash himself. Even in the you know, because he'd rather be clean, even though he's going to be cold and whatever, but he's going to do it. So it's not clear that he's attacking himself. So it's not clear that he's attacking himself, then we don't make such a gezeira. Okay, now back to a similar, as we asked earlier. Tinach b'Shabbos, we understand on Shabbos. Yeah. Ah, but Yom Kippur.
Shabbos what?
Shabbos, that a person can look like he's bathing. Because you're allowed to bathe on Shabbos. You're allowed to bathe on Shabbos. Don't go to the pool, but you can bathe on Shabbos. Okay, so we understand that it would be seen as that he's just, you know, bathing. But Yom Kippurim, Ma'ikil Ameimah, but we don't bathe on Yom Kippur. So if a person's going to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, which according to some you should, let's say, so there's an opinion in the Gemara that there's a question is Tevila Bezmana Mitzvah, right? Some people are of the opinion that you have to toivel at the first opportunity. And according to this opinion, you're actually allowed to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Right? So this person is right now is going to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Right? But we're not going to say he's bathing because you're not allowed to bathe. So obviously, in this case, it's for sure osa. Right? There's no way to get out. So how can you permit it? So Omer Rava. So it says Rava, he answers like this. Mi ika midi de b'Shabbos, shari. Is there something that on Shabbos we would permit it? As we said earlier, on Shabbos we allow you to toivel in the mikveh because it looks like you're bathing, yeah. But Yom Kippurim osa, and Yom Kippur is going to be osa. How can it be mutter on Shabbos and osa on Yom Kippur? Why? Because Elohoyles, since Uba Shabbos Shari, since it's on Shabbos it's permissible, and Shabbos is a more strict day than Yom Kippur. Because if a person does a malach on Shabbos, it's Mises based in skila, pretty serious, right? And Yom Kippur is more lenient. Right, it's just kores. Right, well, you can get out. You mean you can do tshuva or shleima, and then maybe get out of it. You know what I mean? But Yom Kippur shari. So there we say. Okay, let me read that again. So Ella, hoil since ubas Shabbos that it's shari. Since on Shabbos, which is more chamor, but Yom Kippur nami shari. On Yom Kippur, we're also going to say shari. So I actually had a thought about this this recently. Between last night and today, at some point, I think the point is that you don't want people to have like mess up their, you know, people are supposed to know that Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. So true that in theory you should oster it on Yom Kippur, but it's going to create a problem. It's going to misinform. It's going to like confuse people. So therefore, it can't be. We're going to say in theory true, it should be oster. But at the end of the day, for the greater picture. In order that people should realize that Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur, we're going to say it's permissible on Yom Kippur. That's fine. So that's Rava's answer. Now we're just going to have a question that really does Rava hold with Hoyl. Yisrael told us about Hoyl. There's a different Hoyl. Hoyl that if you have Orchim come on Yom Tov, right? That if you cook on Yom Tov, right? For Shabbos, it could be that it's not a problem because really you. Because you could be cooking Yom Tov. So we said hoil sins. We see this. So there's another principle of hoil over here. But so he's using this hoil over here that we said, if it's permissible on Shabbos, yeah, so therefore we could all say it's permissible on Yom Tov. But does Rava really hold with this? Because we've got a contradiction from another place, from a Gemara in Shabbos. Okay, and me islay l'rava hoyel. Does Rava hold with this principle of hoyel? That's an answer. So we're going to have a stira in Shabbos between Mishnah and Baraisa, and we're going to have an answer, and Rava's basically not going to say hoyel. So let's see. That's an answer. A choishish b'shinov. A person has toothache. Yeah, lo yigamea behenes achoymetz. A person can't drink, a gulp, right? Mole luguma, right? A mouthful, he can't drink choymetz, vinegar, because over there, people used to, I don't know if it's works now, but vinegar used to help people's, maybe an antiseptic, I don't know, it used to help people's mouths, so it looks like he's doing a refuah over here. People don't normally drink chometz straight, so therefore it looks like he's doing refuah, so we don't allow him to drink chometz. So what does he do? What's a chap in order to, you know, heal his teeth? A val mitabel, he can dip in his chometz with his soft vegetable, so he's not going to hurt himself. Kadarko in his way. So basically, he's going to dip his food in the vinegar. But v'im nisrape. And if he gets healed, and that's a practical etza how to, you know, get rid of your toothache. So that's the Mishnah in Shabbos. Now v'raminan Allah, and we throw a kasha against it from a brisa. Right, so this is a brisa now starting. It says, lo yigamea upoilate. You're not allowed to gargle. Right, you can't put it in. Right, means take a gulp. Upoilate means to like spit it out. Yeah, aval, but you may megamea. You can gulp and boil it and swallow. Enjoy that chometz over there. You just gulp it down. So we've got a contradiction over here because it seems in the Mishnah it sounds like you're not allowed to swallow vinegar. And in the Braisa, it seems you are allowed to swallow vinegar, right? You can't gargle and spit it out, but you can swallow it. So we've got a stira. So, and what we have two answers. Abaye answers like this. Kitanan, when we taught the Mishnah that it says that you can't, right, you know, gulp it down, nami masnisin gmigamea upoilate tanan. It was talking in the case that Mishnah, when it was saying, right, that you can't, lo yigamea, it means you can't yigamea and poilate. It was understood. Yeah, he was spitting it out over there. So that's why there's really no contradiction. The Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about not allowed to spit it out. True, if you would gulp it down, you could gulp it down, it would be fine. So it's not a stira. Now, this is our problem. This is why we bring it now. But Rav Amar, he says, a field tamer, you can even say the Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about Megamea or Bolea. It's like the simple understanding is, it just says you can gulp it down, but low kasher. So why we haven't got a kasher, yeah? So in the Braisa, yeah, can koidim tibble over here in the Braisa in Shabbos is before he eats his food. So before he eats his food, some people maybe used vinegar for an appetizer. Yeah, you know, to get some that his gastric juices going maybe. So they had a swig of vinegar and he gulped it down. That's fine because it's part of the eating process. And it doesn't look like he's doing a refuah, and that would be permissible. And the Mishnah in Shabbos, yeah, which says you're not allowed to gulp down the vinegar, is la'acha tibble, means tibble after he's done his dips, meaning basically after he's finished eating. Once you've finished eating, people don't have vinegar for dessert. Yeah, so therefore, obviously he's doing it for a refuah. So therefore, that would be problematic. So it depends on the situation. If it's before you're eating, then it looks like you're eating. It's for the eating thing, stuff. But if not, no. Okay. Oh, now this is the kasher. Ve'im isa, and if it is true, yeah, that Rava holds with this principle of hoyel. So this is slightly different, but it's a similar thing. Neima hoyel, say hoyel since ukoidim tibul shari. Since it's permissible before tibul, meaning since you're allowed to gulp down vinegar before you eat your meal, so say shari la'acha tibul. Say it's going to be permissible after your meal, meaning. So Rashi says, basically, Nami Shari. Rashi says, according to the Gersa that we have in our nice fancy Gemaras, yeah, it's basically, you can't make a chiluk with some hours of Shabbos is going to be permissible and some hours of Shabbos is going to be osa. We don't do such a thing. We would apply, so this doesn't sound like how I explained it earlier, but here we don't make a chiluk, you know, it's either butter or it's osa. So since sometimes it's butter, it's always going to be butter if you apply this principle of hoyle. So we see that Rava doesn't hold with hoyle. So how could Rava say in our case that the reason you can travel on Yom Kippur is because hoyel you can do on Shabbos? You see that Rava doesn't hold with hoyel. Okay, so answer the Gemara. Hoda bei Rava mihai. Rava was choizer. Basically, what he said in Shabbos over there, he actually retracted his answer and he said like a baye. Yeah, and he said that The reason is because of you're spitting it out. That's why it's a problem in Shabbos, right? On the Mishnah in Shabbos, when it says you can't gargle, you can't gulp, is gulping and spitting out, which is gargling. You'll see, right?
Where did he retract his answer here
in Shabbos? In Shabbos, he changes his answer.
It's not over there in
so, yeah, so he holds with Hoyle still. He keeps what he said over here.
In Shabbos, yeah, so he
okay, so now.
So he does hold with Hoyle.
Yes, he does hold with Hoyle. Mimai, but that's what you're asking. So how do we know which one he retracted? Yeah, did Mimai Hei Hada, from that one he retracted. Hada, you like return what he said. Bay. Dil Mimai Ha Hada Bay, perhaps he retracted what he said over here. So answers the Gemara, you can't say that. Lo Saka Daitak, because we know we got a Bryce in the Tanya. Call Chayve Tevilos, Tovim Gadarkon. People are allowed to Tovol, Bain Batisha Bov, even on Tisha Bov, if it's a mitzvah to Tovol at that time. And baby Yom Kippurim. So we know we've got a Mefurish Brice that says you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. So we see over here that we allow you to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. And that must be because of Hoyle.